Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville. If you have questions related to what you hear today, or just want to find out more about the ministries at First United Methodist Church, please visit us online at fumcbentonville.org, or check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.
So we continue in this series, Foolish Love. And today we are looking at how foolish love is prodigal. And we'll talk a little bit more about what that means in just a minute, but I can't think of any better way to frame this up than by hearing the story, usually referred to as the prodigal son, which I will read to you from Luke, and then we will follow with a passage from Matthew. So hear now the word of the Lord. Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the inheritance.' Then the father divided his estate between them. Soon afterward, the younger son gathered everything together and took a trip to a land far away. There he wasted his wealth through extravagant living. When he had used up his resources, a severe food shortage arose in that country, and he began to be in need. He hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He longed to eat his fill from what the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have more than enough food, but I'm starving to death? I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Take me on as one of your hired hands.' So he got up and went to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. His father ran to him, hugged him, and kissed him. Then his son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Fetch the fattened calf and slaughter it. We must celebrate with feasting, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found.' And they begin to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. Coming in from the field, he approached the house and heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was going on. The servant replied, 'Your brother has arrived, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he received his son back safe and sound.' Then the older son was furious and didn't want to enter in. But his father came out and begged him. He answered his father, 'Look, I've served you all these years, and I never disobeyed your instruction. Yet you've never given me as much as a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours returned, after gobbling up your estate on prostitutes, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him.' Then his father said, 'Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.' You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you that you must not oppose those who want to hurt you. If people slap you on your right cheek, you must turn the left cheek to them as well. When they wish to haul you to court and take your shirt, let them have your coat too. When they force you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Give to those who ask, and don't refuse those who wish to borrow from you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts, our minds, and our eyes, that we might see and know the word you have for us this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Once upon a time, there was a man who had a son. His son was turning 16 years old, and the man really wanted to do something great for his son on this momentous occasion, and he knew he was taking a chance. But he said to his son, "Son, you have always been a good son. You have done right by me and your mom. You have great grades. You've taken care of things when we've asked you to. We really want to celebrate you on this day, so I'm going to give you anything you want. You name it, it is yours. So, son, what would you like to have?" The son turned to his father and said, "Well, Dad, I'll tell you. What I would really like is a green ping pong ball." The father said, a green ping pong ball? Why in the world do you want a green ping pong ball? The son said, well, Dad, I really can't tell you. I just really like to have a green ping pong ball. The father said, well, you can't have one. Young man turned 18, graduating from high school. The father was so excited. He was graduating top of his class. He wanted to make sure he was setting out in the world, heading off to college with all that he needed. So he says, son, I'm so excited that you're doing so well. I want to send you out of the household with all that you need. You name it. You tell me what you want. Anything you want. Ask for it and it will be yours. The son says, well, Dad, I'll tell you what I'd really like to have is a green ping pong ball. The dad said, a green ping pong ball? What do you want a green ping pong ball for? The son said, Dad, I really can't tell you. I'd just really like to have a green ping pong ball. And the dad said, well, you can't have one. Son graduating from college, top of his class, going off to a great job. The dad's so excited. He goes to his son and he says, son, I'm so proud of you. I want to make sure you're starting out in the workforce with all that you need. I want to make sure you've got all that you want. I want to honor this moment. You ask for whatever you need and it's yours. You name it, it's yours. What do you want, son? The son says, well, Dad, I'll tell you. What I'd really like to have is a green ping pong ball. The dad says, a green ping pong ball? What in the world do you want a green ping pong ball for? The son says, well, Dad, I really can't tell you. I'd just really like to have a green ping pong ball. The dad says, you can't have it. Son's getting married. Dad's very excited. You've chosen a lovely spouse. We're so glad to be expanding the family in this way. I want to make sure that whatever you two need to start out your life really well together, you've got. Son, you just tell me what you want. You name it, you've got it. What do you want, son? The son says, well, Dad, I'll tell you what I'd really like to have is a green ping pong ball. The dad says, a green ping pong ball? What in the world do you want a green ping pong ball for? The son says, well, Dad, I really can't tell you. I'd just really like to have a green ping pong ball. The dad says, you can't have one. The son is having a son of his own. The dad is going to become a grandpa. He's so excited. He says to his son, you're making me a grandpa. You couldn't make me any happier than I am right now. And I want to make sure you can provide for this kid, that this kid will never want for anything. So you tell me, son, whatever you want, you name it, you've got it. I'll give it to you. What do you want, son? Son says, well, Dad, I'll tell you, I'd really like to have a green ping pong ball. The dad says, a green ping pong ball? What in the world do you want a green ping pong ball for? The son says, well, Dad, I really can't tell you. I'd just really like to have a green ping pong ball. The dad says, you can't have one. The dad is on his deathbed. His son comes to him. The dad says, I want to make sure I've been the best dad I possibly can have been to you, my son. And I want to make sure that there's nothing between us going forward. As I take my last breath, I want to make sure you're cared for in whatever way you need to be cared for. Son, what do you need? You name it, it's yours. The son says, well, Dad, I'll tell you what I'd really like is a green ping pong ball. The dad says, a green ping pong ball? What in the world do you want a green ping pong ball for? The son says, well, Dad, I really can't tell you, but I'd really like to have a green ping pong ball. His dad says, you can't have one. Dad passes away. The man has a son, of course, that grows up. The man reaches the point where he is retiring, and his son is so proud of his dad. He says, Dad, you've always provided for me. You've given me the best life. You've cared for me. You've loved me. I've never wanted for anything. I want to return the favor. As you reach this point, this momentous time in your life where you are retiring, I want to honor you. Dad, if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? What can I give you? The dad says to his son, well, I'll tell you what, son. I'd really like to have a green ping pong ball. A green ping pong ball, says the son. What in the world do you want a green ping pong ball for? The dad says, well, son, I really can't tell you. I'd just really like to have a green ping pong ball. Son says, you can't have one. The man reaches age 75. They're having a big party for him. Son comes to the dad and says, "Dad, I really want to make sure we celebrate this moment. I want you to have whatever your heart's desire is. You've done so great by me. I want to make sure this is a special occasion. You tell me what you want, Dad. I will get it for you. Just name it. What do you want, Dad?" Dad says, "Well, son, I'll tell you. What I would really like to have is a green ping pong ball." "A green ping pong ball," says the son. "Why in the world do you want a green ping pong ball?" The dad says, "Well, son, I really can't tell you. I'd just really like to have a green ping pong ball." The son says, "Well, you can't have one." The man is at his deathbed. Son comes to him and says, "Dad, you have loved me so deeply. You have given me everything I ever needed. You've taken such good care of me, and I want to make sure as you leave this life, you don't have any regrets. Dad, is there anything you need, anything you want? You name it. I will make it happen." The dad says, "Well, tell you what, son, I'd really like to have a green ping pong ball." The son says, "A green ping pong ball, Dad? Why in the world do you want a green ping pong ball?" The dad says, "Well, son, I'll tell you. The reason I want a green ping pong ball is..." And he died. Yeah, that's one of my dad's stories. My dad, who is known for epic stories, he called them jokes. I'm not sure you could. But he would tell these epic stories, and they would be so long and involved, y'all, I cut it short for you today. They were so epic that there was a guy that once was driving out with him from Oklahoma to Nevada. And he'd heard too many of the stories, and about midway through, he yelled at my dad, "Just pull over, I'm getting out of the car, I can't take it anymore." That story, though, the story of the green ping pong ball, is my favorite story that my dad would tell me. It's my favorite story. And part of the reason that I think it was my favorite story is that I always thought there would be a different ending. It's why I watch Romeo and Juliet all the time and think they're going to end up together and it's going to be okay. I was sure somebody along the way was going to give this man a green ping pong ball. And yet the story was always the same. And it was frustrating for me. And I would have the same question that probably you all are thinking right now. Why? Why didn't somebody just give the man a green ping pong ball? Why? But now I've lived a lot of life. And I've watched as the people that we love around us have needed something. And we put conditions on it. And we ask questions. And you need to fit the right reason before we give you what you ask for. We have it. We have the capacity to be generous. We have the capacity to show that love. And yet, at the same time, we hold back. Now, there are things we have to hold back from. There are things we cannot give to the people we love because we know it will take them into dangerous places. But when they're just asking for something that we have the capacity to give, why do we put so many conditions? Why do we ask so many questions? And when we put that story up against the story of the prodigal son, which, by the way, we call it the prodigal son. But do you know what the word prodigal means? If you look up prodigal in the dictionary, what it means is foolishly, ridiculously, extravagantly generous. It's not the prodigal son, it's the prodigal father. The son asked for something completely unreasonable. "Give me half of your estate now." And does the father ask questions? No, the father does not. The father divides up the estate and gives the estate. And when the son comes home full of contrition, the father still stands there and celebrates and recognizes with love and pours generosity into this child's life anyway. No questions asked. And then God gives us this example of this story to show us that that is God's love for us. That God extravagantly pours that love all over us. and then invites us to do the same for others. They want your shirt, give them your coat also. They want you to walk 1 mile, you walk two. They ask something of you, you give it. You give it. I always wanted a different ending to that story. And then one day I got it. When I was graduating from college, my parents were in the middle of a landmark civil rights lawsuit in the state of Arkansas. They were fighting for the rights of others, and it was costing them everything. My dad couldn't get work. They were getting more and more in debt. I was helping them cover bills. And in the midst of this, their daughter graduates from college. A time when they would have loved to be able to celebrate it in a big way. To give extravagant gifts. Well, they did both give me a gift. My mom gave me a coffee cup in the shape of a globe with the note that said, "I give you the world." My dad gave me a box with tissue paper. And inside the tissue paper was this. And a single note that said, "For my daughter, no questions asked." Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon Podcast from First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville. If you would like to let us know you were here, follow the link below to connect. To participate in worship through giving, you can give online at fumcbentonville.org or on Venmo at FUMC Bentonville. FUMC Bentonville welcomes all. Because we believe the communion table is God's table, we invite everyone into our church family. We welcome and celebrate every race, gender, gender identity, sexual orientation, marital status, age, physical and mental ability, national origin, economic station, and political ideology. We come together in action and outreach, aspiring to follow Jesus' example of radical hospitality, love, and grace as a transformative movement in our community. Please join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m., both in person and on Facebook Live. All are welcome, and we'd love to have you with us. Grace and peace.